Welcome to Morning Prayer for Tuesday, April 6th, 2021, the first Tuesday of Easter. O Lord, open my lips, and my mouth shall proclaim your praise. Alleluia! Christ is risen. Christ is risen indeed. Alleluia! Come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us shout for joy to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before God's presence with thanksgiving and raise a loud shout to the Lord with psalms. For you, Lord, are a great God and a great ruler above all gods. In your hand are the caverns of the earth, the heights of the hills are also yours. The sea is yours, for you made it, and your hands have molded the dry land. Come, let us worship and bow down, let us kneel before the Lord our Maker. For the Lord is our God, and we are the people of God's pasture and the sheep of God's hand. Oh, that today you would hear God's voice. The Lord be with you. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. O Lord our God, we give you thanks for the new life you raise up in us through the mystery of our baptism, the sorrow of the heavy cross, the surprise of the empty tomb, the love that death could not destroy. By the power of your Holy Spirit poured out upon us in baptism, fill us with the joy of resurrection, so that we may be a living sign of your new heaven and new earth, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. A reading from Psalm 98. Sing a new song to the Lord, who has done marvelous things, whose right hand and holy arm have won the victory. O Lord, you have made known your victory. You have revealed your righteousness in the sight of the nations. You remember your steadfast love and faithfulness to the house of Israel. All the ends of the earth have seen the victory of our God. Shout with joy to the Lord, all you lands. Lift up your voice, rejoice and sing. Sing to the Lord with the harp and the voice of song. With trumpets and the sound of the horn, shout with joy before the King, the Lord. Let the sea roar, and all that fills it, the world and those who dwell therein. Let the rivers clap their hands, and let the hills ring out with joy before the Lord, who comes to judge the earth. The Lord will judge the world with righteousness, and the peoples with equity. Lord God, we sing to you a new song, for your victory is ever new. In the resurrection of Christ you have given us a glimpse of your future, and in your victory over death you have shown us how we shall overcome the last enemy. As the seas roar and the hills sing together, we too will praise you for your great triumph, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, now and forever. A reading from the book of the Acts of the Apostles. Therefore, let the entire house of Israel know with certainty that God has made him both Lord and Messiah, this Jesus, whom you crucified. Now when they heard this, they were cut to the heart, and said to Peter and to the other apostles, Brothers, what should we do? Peter said to them, Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, so that your sins may be forgiven, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. For the promise is for you, for your children, and for all who are far away, everyone whom the Lord our God calls to him. And he testified with many other arguments, and exhorted them, saying, Save yourselves from this corrupt generation. So those who welcomed his message were baptized, and that day about 3,000 persons were added. We are witnesses to these things. The Messiah is risen from the dead. Thanks be to God.
Blessed are you, O Lord, God of our ancestor Israel, forever and ever. Yours, O Lord, are grandeur and power, majesty, splendor, and glory. For all in the heavens and on the earth is yours. Yours, O Lord, is the kingdom. You are exalted as head above all. Riches and honor come from you, and you rule over all. In your hand are power and might. It is yours to make great and to give strength to all. And now we thank you, our God, and praise your glorious name. Blessed are you, O Lord, God of our ancestor Israel, forever and ever.
Satisfy us with your love in the morning, and we will live this day in joy and praise. Eternal God, we rejoice this morning in the gift of life, which we have received by your grace, and the new life you give in Jesus Christ. Especially we thank you for ministries of compassion, witness, and service, for those who make and grow the things we need, for the communities in which we live, for strength and abilities to serve you today, for indications of your love at work in the world. God of grace, we offer our prayers for the needs of others and commit ourselves to serve them, even as you have served us in Jesus Christ. Especially we pray for the church in Africa, for the conservation of the soil, water, and air, for those closest to us in this community, for friends and relatives who are far away, for the judgment to know and do what is right. God of mercy, we no longer look for Jesus among the dead, for he is alive and has become the Lord of life. From the waters of death you raise us with him and renew your gift of life within us. Increase in our hearts and minds the risen life we share with Christ, and help us to grow as your people toward the fullness of eternal life with you, through Christ our Lord. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. Let us live as those who are dead to sin and alive to God in Jesus Christ. Amen. Bless the Lord. The Lord's name be praised.